You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's a study that's out this morning, a little survey. They went and asked people about how clean their home is. First of all, let's talk about that before we get into the numbers. I would imagine that you are one of the, you're like the poster child where you can say when you and Nicole spent years just the two of you in your house, it looked one way. Then when you have one kid followed by two kids and a dog, it just maybe isn't exactly the same as it was.
It's not. It's definitely harder to keep up with everything because, you know, when they come home, they just throw everything everywhere. So
right.
We had to have a sit down with him, actually. He was like, you know, you got to put your shoes where they go, the coats where they go. And
yeah.
And the little Roomba works overtime now. You just turn that thing on and let it go, get all the gravel.
Do you really have one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Does it work okay?
Yeah, it works good. Yeah. Makes you feel kind of fancy, too. Especially like in the little entryway area where people come in from the garage and everything. Like, get that thing going, man, and it cleans up really good.
But it doesn't just stay in one area. Doesn't it just go everywhere?
There's a couple step downs from our entry area, so it hits the step down and then backs up and keeps going, and it just gets the entry. So yeah, it's perfect, absolutely perfect.
Wonder what my cat would do with a Roomba.
Oh, he'd probably be intrigued for a little bit and then move on.
Knowing him, cats, he would be scared at first.
Yeah,
and then I guess just get used to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, back to these statistics. They went out and surveyed thousands of people. And 39% of people say that their home is actually cleaner than the one they grew up in, while 24% say, no, my home is much messier than the one I grew up in.
They're the messy house.
I am a neat freak. So when I lived by myself, my house was always pretty much spick and span. Plus, yes, I know, I lived by myself and I didn't have a pet. So I get it. Yes, it's much easier.
And you had a house
cleaner.
But
even with that, even with that, like if I was cooking, I cleaned as I went, right? So I would finish a meal and the kitchen was pretty much clean except for like one pan and one plate. I mean, I'm a neat freak. And it's not that way anymore in my house.
Sure, there's other people living there.
There's other people, and they have different styles. They're not slobs, but they have different styles. Like, Gretch will never clean as she goes. In fact, when she's cooking, and you know she's practically a chef, that kitchen is a disaster.
Yeah.
And it, like, I'll walk in, and it, like, rattles me a little bit because of just the way I'm wired. But then, you know, later she'll turn around and she devotes her energy to, you know, straightening it up or whatever. And it's different for me because I'm a neat freak.
Yeah. No, I am too. I mean, I feel like we harp on the kids a little too much about picking things up because I don't like clutter and I don't like things on the floor. But the house is generally clean. The house is clean, but it's messy. I think clean and messy are two different things. I mean, it's messy in the way of things laying around everywhere, but it's generally clean. You're not terrified if somebody wants to come over and use the bathroom. You know, it's gonna be clean. But I mean, we all know the dirty houses on, you know, friends and things like that. And there's a few houses that we don't let our kids go to because of the cleanliness level. Because we know it's filthy.
We don't let them go to their house.
It's very rare because we're like, that's a dirty house. You can't go to the dirty house because you're going to come home with something.
Oh, my God. You are so funny. In this story, they say even Marie Kondo has recently said that she has, quote, kind of given up, end quote.
Yeah.
On tidying up since the birth of her third child.
Yeah, I heard about this and people online were giving her crap because they're like, this is your thing. This is how you were making a living, going into people's houses and telling them how to straighten up. And now here you are with three kids, and you're like, screw it. Leave it a mess.
You know what I thought was a great business model where these companies that sell, like, what's the one? The Container Store.
Yeah.
The Container Store. I've always thought, what a great business model, because you see these pristine containers, or even if you walk through Target and you walk down that aisle that's got the big tubs, right?
Yeah.
And containers.
Yeah.
Don't you get these ideas in your head like, oh, I'm really going to get organized and I'm going to keep everything in there. And then we don't really, well, besides you, I know you, most people, they get those and they don't necessarily follow through.
Sure, they don't. No.
But it seems like a great idea at the time when you see those. You're like, oh
I'm going to put all my cereal and all these stand-up Tupperwares and I'm going to be able to see through there and see what's in them.
I remember as soon as we moved into this new house, Gretch went to Target or something and she got a bunch of those little, like the size of a shoebox, basically, but they're those Tupperware type containers. And she put them all in the laundry room because there are like these cabinet thing, not cabinets, but shelves in the laundry room. She's like, okay, so all the light bulbs and stuff will go in this one and all the batteries and stuff will go in this one and all the, and she had this. Dude, it lasted maybe a week.
Really?
And then you could
everything
walk
was jumbled
in there and there would just be stuff strewn, or the two would be out on the washing machine with both lids open and like light bulbs in the batteries and batteries in the light bulbs. And it was
pure chaos in the laundry room.
It became chaos. And
well, the fatal flaw was she didn't buy a label maker to go along with it so she could label light bulbs and batteries.
No, I have a label maker. She used it. She did label them.
She should have just printed out F it and put it on each one and
that's
then
more like it.